Hello, my name is Jade Irvine, and I flew over from Litra Weta, Tasmania, to attend a workshop for Melbourne Design Week in March 2022, titled These Three Words. The workshop was run by Commonest Press, a local print studio based on Wurundjeri land and part of Coburg Studios in Coburg North. The collective aims to work on projects that are community-focused, experimental, and sustainable in nature. And the members of Commoners Press are a group of artists, designers, and academics, all taking on different roles within the cooperative. There's Neil Haslam, Rob Eales, and Jan Brugemeyer. The prompt for the workshop was the question, "What makes your local community livable?" And we had to write down three words that responded to this. After this, we had to sort through and find the letters, so lining them up in order and making sure that we included our name and our suburb in this mix. My three words were fun street signs, and my suburb is West Hobart. We then chose our colour of paper and ink, and Neil and Rob got the machines going and printed these for us. The machine sounded a little bit like this. A couple of copies got printed, so we got to take some home, and some of them stayed at the studios, and then there was a little exhibition and roundtable that was held later in the week. It was really fun being able to zoom in and watch this online from home, and also being able to connect with the people watching from Geelong. During the roundtable, we digitally submitted some ideas about where we see the future of our communities heading, as well as maybe the future of Commonest Press. And a live printing demonstration was streamed using these words. I sat down on Zoom with Neil to talk about our experiences at the workshop and the types of art making initiatives that Commonest Press are involved with. There's a real sense of celebrating slowness, and I hope this comes through our conversation. So looking at the very manual process-based technology of the letterpress machines, I think this feeds really nicely into thinking about how we might see a turn towards the hyperlocal when thinking about our own communities and how we might engage with one another through art. We also thought a little bit about public pedagogy and where this could lead us. I hope you enjoy our conversation.
So it was great that you could come to these three words, Jane. We were excited about putting that on. We didn't quite know what to expect. It was sort of, what about this? Why don't we do this idea, these three words? Because I was thinking about how to come up with an activity that would then bring people in and was interesting, but also open stuff up. And I've got a bit of a history in doing participatory design work and sort of design for community. So for me, that interested me. Like, I mean, I love those machines.
Yeah, I guess I'd like to hear a bit more about how you came together with Commoners Press. So, did that begin with the purchase of the letterpress equipment, or did you work together before?
Oh, I've known Rob for some time. Rob has interests in sustainable practices, like his interest in 3D printing connects through to, can you take the old technology of the letterpress and then meld it with this, 3D printing? And 3D printing being with this sense of a change, a shift in manufacturing or an orientation towards making stuff which becomes hyper-localized. Because I work at RMIT now and I'm in the communication design department, but I thought, yeah, that could be kind of fun. And I sort of got drawn into the machines when Rob asked me, if I would be interested in coming in, because he had found out about this thing being up for sale. And Jan works at the university as well, so he has a background in journalism, but it's also a kind of critical journalism, which is looking at ideas of the commons and alternative economies and sort of effectively, a bit of a radical critique of some societal assumptions or expectations around jobs and work and life, and he does think about ecological sustainability too in his practice. He lives in Winchelsea, which is in the Otways, down in Victoria near the coast.
Yeah, nice.
I'm thinking about this notion of public pedagogy. I don't quite know how I stand. I mean, I work at a university, and I went to a university, but for me, say working at RMIT in the city campus, I get very excited when things happen outside this institutionally mandated spaces. I mean, the institutions provide us with a lot, like a kind of structure, but they also are businesses, you know. So I suppose the opportunity that was offered through these three words, I was thinking, well, if people come and the topic is kind of around my future community, you know, like what do I aspire for my for my future community, or what are the conditions of that? Then I was quite excited about that conversation, you know, and then the conversation kind of happened a little bit when you and the others were putting together your words, you know, so you go, oh yeah, and you come up with three words, and that's a little process in and of itself. But then when you were doing that with others, you know, and you got Georgia there, and you know, Simon, and we did that then in Geelong the next day, but we didn't have the printing machines, but we could still put the words together. And that was amazing because kind of stereotypical, but there really were different things coming through, you know, about, I don't know, the sea and, you know, different lifestyle orientation.
Yeah, that was very interesting to hear, like at the round table, that sort of comparison between like Kruberg and Geelong, and yeah, even about the sort of nature words and how that was positioned differently. Like I remember George's word of green space. Just like wasn't really familiar with it, but it seems like it's a thing to have like a, this is the space, this is the park, this is the area. Yeah, so that was really cool to hear about everyone's words, and to informally chat about that as well. It was great.
And so that was exciting to me, having workshops which were manual making, which produced, you know, not, I mean, we had to come up with a kind of functioning structure and think in the time, and we were a bit worried about safety, you know, and how do you allow people to be part of something, but I don't think we're going to train anybody up to use this because we don't really have the insurance and stuff. And then, but then you still feel part of something. And then take that experience through into a round table. For me, I felt like I was very excited about that. I felt like if you make an artifact, what does it allow? And I'm very interested in what the artifact allows and the kind of the conversation that is the artifact or that goes into producing it or happens with it. But then where does it take one to? It takes one into something. And there's an externalization. So you came to that workshop and you know, just by picking those three words, there's some sort of externalization of something, which then goes into a mix, which then became part of the round table. And so for me, that starts to speak to what I think, you know, public pedagogy might offer. Yeah. There's elements, I suppose, of teaching because people learn a little bit about letterpress.
Yeah, the process and, you know, get a bit more familiar with, all the steps and the materials.
Really, I think the strong pedagogy is one of collective being and collective becoming, and that sense of not consensus. Like I liked that consensus was not required. That there was this, you know, 1 hour putting that thing together quite madly, you know, really quickly.
Yeah, quite frantic sorting, I imagine, yeah.
And then printing it and going, here it is, there, you take one. felt really fun and energized to me. When we did that final poster on the Saturday, I absolutely loved that as an activity, particularly the typographic errors. I don't know why I like them, but and it was funny because later on Rob said, oh yeah, we've fixed all the errors and we printed a whole lot more. And I was like, oh, I was like, it doesn't matter, you know, because I'm interested in how design and the design and production of artifacts produces knowledge that we might know but we don't know, like it sort of reveals or unconceals,
that isn't always, you know, on the surface.
Yeah, which might not be articulated, and so it creates this other kind of language, and I love that as a collaborative language piece. Very simple, but moving into something pretty complex and collective. But we got all the printed samples and then put them up on the wall together, and that as a sort of a collective, but not singular.
Yeah, interesting. Having so many perspectives and then being able to see that as a whole. But you know, they're all saying very different things, or you know, there's some similarities. Like, interesting thinking about design in these different ways, I think.
Yeah, and thinking about how I feel like it's a little bit like a laboratory where you might go, well, we're quite interested in this aspect, so we're going to strip everything else away and just do some work on that aspect and that shift. And I think also the slowness of it is somehow helps that it's going back, what is a slow technology, you know? And so that sense that you want to typeset the word green space or whatever, it's actually going to take quite a long time. I mean, you can type green, you can write green space in a few seconds and you can type it in a second, but in order to typeset it, it takes quite a while, and then to print it takes quite a while. And what does that enable, that sort of, I suppose it's manual production and time spent production.
It seems very intentional as well, and it was nice. Like, I really enjoyed learning about the process, and even from like filling in the form to start with, and then from then on it was like process based, and like I think we had some spelling sort of mix-ups in the printing as well, which was kind of fun because I think they all sort of spoke to something else. Hobrat, Hobat, Hobart, they're all kind of quite nice.
Sort of play on that, you know, and an interplay and making mistakes, and you could get better and better and faster and faster. And so there are like videos online with people with compositing sticks, and people could literally, you know, they would just go, and then of course they're not making any mistakes, you know, their job is to make no mistakes and do it so quickly. Mm. And yet the affordance of these machines for us, you know, is that slowness and the mistakes are part of the process. And so Commoners Press, you know, and working with anachronistic kind of archaic technology to do something slow that is about not speeding it up and making mistakes, that slowness and making mistakes actually might connect to somehow value that comes out. And thinking, rather than a singular bottom line, the triple bottom line is money, people, and the environment. So you've got sort of the social and the environmental as well as the economic. And I suppose it is a little triple bottom line, but I think there's something else there. Yeah, how does something like a facility, a creative facility or creative facilitation, and the pedagogy aspect, I guess, is more self-expression and a sense that there's something for everybody and everybody brings something.
Yeah, a bit more of an exchange, like, yeah, the sort of human interpersonal.
It's quite important. We're in an interesting space because we are getting better at it. Like, we're relatively inexperienced, but we are getting better. And but we have another project on at the same time called 10 Press. So that's with City of Moreland. And so we got some funding through their Flourish funding round. And basically it's a call to people in Moreland who are creative practitioners in some way to submit a work, and then we print it. It's sort of an act of revealing the creative community, but it's also activating Commoners Press, and it's helping us think about what we're doing there. We're getting better and better, but I don't want this to be about getting better at the technical printing. Like, that's not really the point. There are some things, and then they're like happy accidents. You go, wow, that looks really cool. Can we do this again? No, we don't have any idea how to do that.
Yeah, like hearing about the different types of ink you had as well, like how they're all, you know, won't be able to get any more of that. It's all.
Yeah, and how the ink was so super crusty. And I thought, why should we even keep that ink? Like, it came as a job lot, the printers and some old stock. And the ink.
Right, yeah, sort of package deal.
Yeah, I'll throw it in because what's he going to do with it? Because Ray,
yeah.
The guy Rob bought it off, he was retiring, you know, and he had a little print shop. And that was interesting because that print shop was a viable business. You know, he would do job printing and he could make a living doing that. And so he was there still printing in his late 80s. And then goes, that's it, I'm going to shut up shop. And his business is kind of an anachronism. You know, it's from another age, you know, and we're kind of carrying that on. And so in those inks, when you open them up, and we don't even know what colour they necessarily are, like, we haven't opened all of them. But then, as Rob remarked, he says, wow, it's like you use these inks and they're all great. Like, the colours are great. Yeah, and so Coburg Studios is trying to do something. It's also just literally people who are creative practitioners who need somewhere to work and go, yeah, if we come together, we can create something.
Yeah, you need a space.
And we'll take this big factory because the rents are cheaper, you know, and then we just get in more people, because the more people we get in, the more viable it is. So. Yeah, if you met Andy, who's one of the principals who set it up, it's not a highfalutin. Do you know what I mean? It's been quite nice having chats to Andy about, oh, you know, what are we doing here? And it's very nice. Like, he talked about, we're trying to build a bit of a garden out the front. And when he talks about the garden being there,
oh, lovely.
And what the garden's for and letting the sunlight in. And we're going to have this craft market and makers market, and then that might allow. Yeah.
Yeah. What are your plans for the, is there another exhibition or a book for the These Three Words project? Where is that heading?
We possibly might run another Three Words workshop with a group of students. And Rob has talked about using a similar workshop with different communities.
Yeah, cool.
I'm a little bit careful with it because I still want it to maintain that sense of that it's up in the air, you know, that it's not a product. It's not turned
bound
into,
Yeah,
we don't know, to be honest.
Thanks so much for meeting with me.
You got me, and I could just babble on for the whole.
Great. Yeah, good chat.
Yeah, cool. All right.
Thanks. See ya. Thank you so much for listening. I'm really excited to hear about what Commoners Press do next and to hear about the further opportunities to reflect, to make things and connect with others in really fun and energizing local settings. My name is Jade Irvine, and I was joined by the wonderful Neil Haslam. Thanks very much.